Have you ever felt like a misfit? Have you ever felt like a misfit? And what I mean by this is, have you ever been the first person, maybe in your friend group, maybe in your family, to break convention, to be the trailblazer? Maybe you're the first person in your family to decide
to go to college. Maybe you're the first person in your family to not go to college. Maybe you're the first to start a business of your own instead of working the typical 9-to-5. Maybe you're the student who has grown up playing a sport your whole life, but you decide one day this isn't really for you and you want to try something different. Maybe you're the parents that chose to homeschool your kids instead of sending them to public school. Maybe you chose to get married young while people around you are traveling the world. Have you ever felt like the way that you choose to do something seems to not really blend in with what everybody else is doing? And I can think of a few people who maybe have felt this way. I think of people like Steve Jobs, maybe Bill Gates, Ellen, Einstein. As I was preparing this message, I even thought of Troy Bolton, for those of you who have watched High School Musical. You know, he just has this love for basketball, but also decides he has a secret love for musical theater. And at first, his friends were kind of like, oh, that's kind of weird, but he ended up loving it, and it was all great. All of these people stepped out of their normal and became successful in what they were good at. And I'm sure that when they started, this wasn't an easy task. I'm sure that when they first made these decisions, that the people around them maybe started to question them, or they weren't too sure, or maybe they failed a couple of times. Sometimes when we do something different, when we step out of the norm, we can start to feel isolated. And we don't like to feel isolated. People can begin to question our choices. And when people begin to question us, it leads to us questioning ourselves, which then can turn into a lot of negative self-talk, and then we become our own bullies. And negative self-talk can be things like, well, I don't know, I don't even think I can really do this. Or maybe I'm not cut out for this, or maybe I should just, you know, keep my idea quiet and just go with the grain. What do I really know? The list of things goes on and on. And we're in this series right now talking about bullies. And we're looking specifically at the early life of David and some of the situations that presented themselves and how he handled that. And today we're looking at how David responds to being a misfit. He shows us what to do and how to respond instead of using that negative self-talk that we are all prone to doing. If you guys have your Bibles today or you want to follow along on your app, on your phone, we are going to be studying 1 Samuel 17, 37 through 40 today. So to catch you up to speed, there is a battle happening. There's a battle happening between the Israelites and the Philistines. Now, the Philistines have this champion fighter named Goliath. And Goliath, he's got a lot of confidence. He really thinks he's, you know, he really thinks he's hot. He is ready to fight these guys. And every day, day after day, he's waiting for someone to come up against him, to fight him. Now, David, we're talking about David. David was sent to the battlefield to bring some food to his brothers. And when he got there and he heard the things that Goliath was saying, he was just confused to why this guy would ever think to defy the army of the living God. David is ready to fight Goliath. But Saul isn't too sure. Saul is telling David that he's too little, that he's too small, that he doesn't really fit the bill for fighting this guy, and that he's not sure that he's gonna defeat Goliath. But David really wasn't having any of that. He stood up for himself and he listed his qualifications. In verse 37, he said, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." David wasn't relying on just his own strength or just his own knowledge to get him through this. He was confident in the Lord and in the experiences that God had given him. So 1 Samuel 38 says, "Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail." Now, we weren't there. We can't read what Saul was trying to do in this moment or really what was behind all of this. But what scripture is telling us is that Saul is preparing David for battle in the best way that he knows how to do. He's preparing him with helmets, with swords, with the armor, with everything, because he wants David to win. And the only way that Saul knows how to win a battle is with all of this stuff. Saul is imposing his expectations on David. So we've been talking about bullies, and the bully here that I want to talk about is expectations. Have you ever had expectations on you that were overwhelming or that bullied you? Expectations can really just beat us down. When we feel like we can't live up to expectations, it can really torment us. It can make us just feel like we're failures and we can feel miserable. And it doesn't really matter where these expectations come from. It could be from your family. It could be from friends. It could be from your kids. It could be from your spouse. And let's be honest, we have expectations for ourselves that can be unhealthy. Have you ever felt this way? Have you ever lived in someone's expectations of you? How did that feel? Or maybe on the other hand, have you ever put expectations on others that you didn't intend to be hurtful, but they're maybe hurting the other person? So Saul has put this armor on David and because he thinks this is the best way to do it. And let's see how David responds to that. In verse 39, and David strapped his sword over his armor. He tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. So David put them off. What I love about this is David tries, but it just wasn't a fit for him. He wasn't being mean to Saul. He wasn't being a jerk. He tried it out of respect because David was a respectful guy. But ultimately, he found out that this way of fighting this battle was not going to work for him. In this next part of the verse, we see him say, for I have not tested them. And to me, this is so profound because David has enough self-awareness to know that this specific way wasn't going to work. To stand up to Saul and say, you know what, this isn't going to work for me, takes so much courage for him to do that. And you know what he was doing in this moment? He was advocating for himself. He was being his own self-advocate. And some of us need to do that. Some of us need to stand up and say, you know what, I've tried this for so long. I've done this for so long, and it's just not working for me. So David physically removes all of this armor that has been laid upon him. David doesn't just say to himself, well, this is the expectation of how to fight a war, so I'm just going to do this, it'll be fine. No, he took this armor off. He let his faith in the Lord overshadow the expectations that were laid upon him. So here's my question to you. What expectations have been put on you that don't fit? Again, we can really beat ourselves up about this. And I personally have done this to myself. I would say since getting married, the expectation of what it looks like to be a good wife and maybe not living up to that, beat myself up about that. I did this really horribly to myself when I was in school. If you have high school students or you are in college or anything like that, you know that there is an intense pressure to kind of have your life kind of figured out as a 17 and 18-year-old, to kind of have your college picked out, what you want to do, what you want to go for. And as the oldest child in my family, I felt a lot of pressure to do the right thing and be a good example. Thinking it was what everybody around me wanted, I decided to go to college. I thought it was what people expected of me. So I spent my money. I did a year of school. I changed my major twice, and then still at the end of that, wasn't sure I liked my major. And finally, at the end of that year, I decided I was done. It wasn't working for me. I had to step out of it. And the interesting part about this was my parents, my mentors, people that I trusted, never actually said to me that I had to go to college to be successful. Never actually said to me that I had to do a certain thing in order to be important. But in my own mind, I had made up these expectations for myself and what I assumed others wanted. And those were unattainable for me because it wasn't for me. And I was bullying myself into what everybody around me was doing instead of playing to my own strengths. And so when I was living in this just tension, I would start that negative self-talk. I would say things like, how can you not get this, Mackenzie? It's really not that hard. I would say to myself, everybody else does school. How can you not get this? How could you be so stupid? Okay, wow, you're gonna drop out now. What are people gonna think of you? And the list just went on and on. And those were some of the nicer things that I said to myself during this time. But when I started seeking counsel from people that I trusted, when I started listening to the Lord, I ended up not going back to that school. I went to our 2-year tech college here, and I ended up in a job that I absolutely love. Had I not been in, if I wouldn't have stood up and advocated for what worked for me. Now, that was an example of me putting expectations on myself, but we are all prone to putting expectations on other people. And it can even be out of a place of wanting to be helpful and wanting to be loving and come out of a good place. But sometimes it can be hurtful or can put pressure on the people that we're doing this to. Now, like I said, being the oldest in a family with my 2 younger brothers, I wanted to be the perfect example. And when it came to telling them what to do or how to live their lives, I really had no issue telling them what to do. So when it came to college, I really had a lot to say and a lot to tell my brothers. My youngest brother decided he wanted to do the 4-year degree route and go to a 4-year college. And I remember telling him, oh, do the 2-year degree. You know, it's going to be fine. I remember putting all these things that worked for me onto him and saying, this is going to be great. Just do it this way. And what I was doing was saying, hey, here's like all the armor that fit me. Like you do it. Like that'll work for you. Work for me. It's going to work for you. It's going to be great. So we are all prone to putting our expectations on other people and giving them unnecessary pressure. So let's look at what David does next. He's taken off the armor that you're supposed to fight with, what's supposed to make you a good fighter. He took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. Expectations can be like armor that doesn't fit. Sometimes you can't really move in it. You can't be your best self. You can't defend yourself. David wouldn't have been able to fight Goliath with all of that armor. David understood the power of his own weapon, and it was completely unconventional. I mean, talk about being a misfit in this battle, in this war. I mean, can you imagine? Everybody else is in their heavy metal armor with swords and shields, and then here's David in his shepherd's clothes with his little sling and his little stone. You know, to the normal person, this would look absolutely ridiculous, but David had the confidence in his skill set. He chooses the weapons that he knows best. And if you know the story, it worked. Just because the world says to do something one way doesn't always mean that it's going to be successful for you. Being different and choosing to live differently, being a misfit, is our calling. Jesus was a misfit. And let me explain that a little bit. When you think about his life, does he seem normal to you? No, he did everything different and against the norm. Jesus broke the rule of doing nothing on the Sabbath by healing someone. Jesus broke rules about fasting. Jesus hung out with outcasts, tax collectors. I mean, when you think about the story of the woman at the well, Jesus was a Jew, and she was a Samaritan, and at that time, you were not to associate with each other. But Jesus didn't care. Jesus didn't let the world's standards change who he was. Jesus stood out, he lived differently, and he died for each and every one of us. He was the misfit who became the savior of the entire world. When we believe in Jesus and we begin to follow him, naturally we want to become more like him. And Jesus did not conform. He did not care that he wasn't living by the world's standards. If you are living by other people's expectations or your own unattainable expectations, you could be missing your calling. Matthew 21:42 says, Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? The piece that was called unworthy, the misfit, the different looking piece that people didn't think would fit, became the most important part of the structure." Can you imagine what would have happened if David hadn't found his voice? If David hadn't stood up for himself in that moment, if he hadn't followed the voice of the Lord, the Lord's guidance, he wouldn't have defeated Goliath. Being different and setting aside unhealthy expectations is living the way that God has called us to. In closing, I have a few things that I want to talk about. First is to identify your expectations. What are the expectations that are in your life? Question those expectations. Where did they come from? Because not all expectations are bad. But are the expectations that you're trying to live up to healthy, or are they unhealthy? What are you supposed to put off? Maybe you've been trying to live up to someone's expectation for you, and you need to find the courage to step out of that. Maybe you're trying to live up to unhealthy expectations that you've set for yourself, and it's just not working. You have permission to set those expectations down, to take them off. You have permission to not live to the standards that others have for you, but to the standards that God calls us to. One of the ways to step out of the world's expectations, to be different, and to take a next step in your faith journey is baptism. Baptism is a great way to say, "All right, God, I'm setting aside the world, and I want to follow you." It's about God and showing people, declaring that you follow him and that you love him. And if that sounds like a next step you would like to take, please talk to us. Please talk to somebody at the Connection Center or on our website. We would love to go on that journey with you. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, help us to recognize the areas in our lives where we need to step out in courage. Help us to see the expectations we put on ourselves or by others, or we put on others, and to evaluate those. Help us to see your plan for our lives and how you've designed us to work. You are the God that sees, that knows us better than we could ever know ourselves. Give us ears to listen to your direction in our lives. In your precious name we pray. Amen.